states suffering the armed conflict are challenged to gain the trust of their citizens. Therefore, I would like to share the experience of Ukraine in strengthening its justice mechanisms in response not only to COVID pandemics, but to the challenges we are facing today due to the full-scale invasion. In this context, ensuring the right to equal access to justice becomes even more acute. Harsh reality dictated new rules and encouraged us to create new legal remedies. One of them was a free legal aid to which our citizens can apply in various ways, through the phone call, email, chat in social media, or by special mobile applications. The services can also be reached offline in the legal aid offices that are operating throughout Ukraine and contain the additional consultation items in order to facilitate the access to the legal aid to the most vulnerable groups of the population. Worth mentioning also a free secondary legal aid that serves as an indicative example of government's engagement in ensuring equal opportunities in access to justice. This type of legal aid is provided for the protection of human rights in court and at the expense of the state budget of Ukraine. It includes protection representation of the interests of individuals and drafting of procedural documents and is accessible to the internally displaced persons and even to the citizens of Ukraine living in the temporarily occupied territories. And I also would like to conclude by thanking the distinguished panelists for their substantial reports on the subject. Thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to the distinguished representative